Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave, how are you?
Dave, it's good to talk to you. I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, I know you're trotting around the globe again today, but before you head off to Europe, I want to ask you your thoughts on the headlines that we're all reading about and your take on the U.S.-China trade war.
Well, it's very troubling. It's just China is an important trading partner for us, especially for the state of Minnesota relative to our agricultural products. Cargill's been in business for 154 years, and ever since international trade opened up, we've always been an advocate for open trade. But it's not good for the American economy, and I'm hoping the two countries can find a way out soon.
Do you think there's that possibility? Is there that light at the end of this tunnel?
I'm going to choose to be optimistic. I think both countries realize the importance of trade and the importance of trade for each other's economy. We're talking about food as well as industrial goods. And so deep down, I think the two sides will come to an agreement, but it could be a while. That's the uncertainty is what's the toughest part.
Certainly seems to have affected our soybean farmers here in Minnesota.
It has. I mean, prices have been low for a long time. I mean, on the good side, I mean, weather has been for 5 or 6 years. We've had outstanding growing years. Crops have been good and stocks have built, but it means lower prices and it means plenty of supply. It's good for the consumer. It's good for feedstocks, but ultimately it's tough on Minnesota farmers.
I want to ask you, Dave, about something that is not getting the attention that obviously the China-U.S. Trade talks are, but that is this agreement with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and I'm really anxious to hear your insight and thoughts on that.
Well, it's a good call out, Dave. I mean, it's something that's out there, and so it was formerly called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And it's now being called the USMCA, so U.S., Mexico, and Canada Agreement. That's also a really important arrangement, an agreement between our three countries in North America, and for especially for agricultural exports. So U.S. agricultural exports both to Mexico and Canada, since NAFTA was originally put in place, which was in 1993, quadrupled. And so Canada and Mexico are very big trading partners, and so that's equally important to our relationship with China.
Are there any hurdles you see in that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges always is trade is a very political issue, and the further on you get in the calendar and the closer we get to next year's elections, it becomes more difficult for politicians on both sides of the issue to take stands that they may be tempted to kick the can down the road. So I think that's probably the biggest hurdle, and it'll be interesting to see the byplay between what's going on with the U.S. and China, but also then what happens with the U.S. and the USMCA.
Yeah, and that's another one, certainly, as you know. I know you have a global perspective, but that affects Minnesota farmers again.
It really does. I mean, in the U.S. alone, about 10% of all farm acres support exports to Canada and Mexico. And specific to Minnesota, just 2 years ago, we as a state exported $6.7 billion worth of goods to Canada and Mexico. More Canada than Mexico, but they're important trading partners for our state.
You know, when I look at the tariffs getting the headlines here, Dave, what about as you deal with countries all over the world every day, do you deal with that issue in other countries?
Do you mean in terms of trade?
Yes, in terms of tariffs.
In terms of tariffs, well, our top three trading partners for agriculture is Canada, Mexico, and China. So the issues that you just mentioned, the trade agreements with those three countries, are at the forefront. Generally speaking, no. I mean, I think we've got good trading relationships today with countries like Japan and South Korea, but I think the administration has also expressed support for getting bilateral agreements in place, as in Colombia recently, and we've got a good trading relationship with them. But as you can see, headlines can change very, very quickly.
Yeah, they sure can. In fact, I was just reading that North Korea is in a four-year drought.
They are in a four-year drought. I mean, information doesn't come as freely out of that country as it does in others. But, you know, countries go through cyclical weather patterns as well. And so certainly with a country that is not strong economically, that's something that is going to be stressful for them.
Dave, I know you're off and running. I appreciate you taking our phone call this morning, and have a good trip to Europe. And maybe we'll see you back at the State Fair, I hope, this year.
I always stop by the booth, Dave. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to it. It's not that far away, is it?
No. Well, I'm not going to push it either. Dave, have a great trip. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. See you soon.
Dave McLennan, he's the CEO of Cargill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.